And welcome to another edition of the Odyssey Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. We talk about ancient mysteries and modern mysteries, and today our subject is all about astrology. We're really going to dig into the 12 different signs and help you find out a little bit more about each sign of the zodiac. So I've invited on an expert in the field. Her name is Alicia Katz, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I know you have a business with jewelry of the zodiac, and we'll talk about that a bit later. But let's start with the 12 different types of personalities. Why don't we start at, let's say we're at a party, maybe, and tell us about the different types of characters who would be at this party.
Okay. So let's say you're at a party and you're looking around the room. Aries, they're the person who's happy to join every conversation, but they always manage to turn the topic to him or herself.
Okay, self-centered.
The Taurus person is hovering over the buffet table and grazing, and they're probably knocking over the salsa bowl as they reach for the chips.
Okay, so Taurus is somewhat food and comfort-oriented,
mm-hmm.
you'd say, okay.
Yeah. Gemini is setting everyone at ease. They're helping the conversation flow. They're making sure everybody's having a good time.
Kind of like the host or the life of the party?
Yeah, they're social, and they're very communicative.
All right, that makes sense, being an air sign, okay.
Mm-hmm. The Cancer is the person who's listening sympathetically to everyone's problems, and they're offering suggestions and solutions, even if the person doesn't want them to.
Okay, so offering advice and kind of emotionally based
mm-hmm.
person, all right.
Yeah. The Leo is the entertainer at the party. They're telling jokes, they're the center of attention, they might be singing songs, playing the piano, or they might even be reciting poetry, or probably they're the person telling the dirty jokes.
Okay, so do a lot of them wind up in show business and entertainment? A lot of them do? Okay.
Yeah. The Virgo is noticing all the dust that the host missed, and they're probably cleaning up the buffet after the Taurus is through.
All right, so they're somewhat maybe obsessive, compulsive, or detail-oriented?
Yeah, they're also probably the person leaning up against the wall or sitting on the couch quietly waiting for somebody to talk to them.
So they're more introverted,
yeah.
The Virgo. And we're going to go across the pros and cons of each sign, by the way, so please nobody get insulted. There's good and bad in each sign, right?
Yes, very
positive
much so.
And negative, okay.
Yeah. So your Libra at the party is listening to the conversations, and they're probably settling a debate or an argument between two of the guests.
All right, so they can see both sides of an issue, like the scale of the Libra,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. They're also making sure that they spend time with helping out the host and complimenting the host on the home's furnishings and the delicious buffet.
All right, so they're more kind of oriented toward other people's feelings, is what
mm-hmm.
you're saying. All right?
Yeah. The Scorpio is waxing poetic about the mysteries of life or the Deepak Chopra book they just finished or an epiphany they had while watching Oprah.
Okay, so pretty spiritually based person?
Very much
deeper,
so.
Deeper conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that about Scorpio. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be more, like, quiet and mysterious and not talking at all.
They're really into the mysteries of life.
Uh-huh.
And they're happy to talk about the things that mean a lot to them.
All right.
You know, they're not somebody to have a superficial conversation.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, next sign.
Sagittarius. They're roving from group to group to group, looking to have the most fun possible.
Okay, so always on the go, like the horse, like the symbol, right? The man on
yes.
the horse. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a shorter attention span or just wanting to circulate a lot?
Wanting to circulate. They'll tend to jump into the conversation even if they don't know what's been said already. And sometimes they don't even have to know anything about the topic and they can still be an expert.
Okay.
That's one of their talents.
Good talent, Capricorn?
Capricorn. They're suggesting things that would make the party that much more interesting. They're looking for the most thought-provoking discussion in the room, and they're probably steering clear of the drunkest people.
Okay. Now, would they be a bit more introverted, being an
yeah.
air sign?
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the quieter ones?
They're definitely one of the quieter ones.
All right. Would they also be helping out with some of the work? Because I know that they're known to be hard workers.
Yeah, they probably, they're sure to ask the host if there's anything that they can do to help.
Along with the Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Aquarius.
Aquarius is probably having a political debate about Iraq, Bush, and debating Hillary versus Obama. And they're probably the conversation that the Libra is mediating.
So is they're more argumentative, are you saying? Or
Not so argumentative. They're into current events and the state of the world. And they're going to be passionate about their beliefs.
Okay, so social causes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They're less interested in what's going on in people's lives than they are debating world topics.
Okay, more like the big picture Okay,
yeah.
What's going on outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're also very communicative, correct?
Very much
very
so.
Talkative?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the last sign, Pisces?
Okay, so Pisces is probably sitting next to the Virgo on the couch, but they're afraid to start a conversation just in case Virgo is looking for some alone time.
So more of a quiet, passive follower? Or?
Yeah, well, they're very sensitive and oversensitive. When they do join a conversation with other people in the parties, they're always really touched by how much alike their experiences are.
They can relate.
Yes.
To others well. And do they tend to be more of a follower in like a party, like a group conversation? They would be more listening?
Yeah, they're very much the listeners.
Okay, so at this party with all these characters, so the more outgoing ones, the people really, really kind of the life of the party would be which ones then?
The Gemini,
mm-hmm.
the Sagittarius
mm-hmm.
are the two biggest ones.
Okay, those are the ones really outgoing. And then Leo, you mentioned, was kind of like an entertainer.
Yes,
right?
I'm sorry, I did not mean to leave out Leo.
Center of attention.
They are the center of attention.
Okay, and then the really most, the wallflower signs would be?
Virgo and Pisces.
Okay.
And Cancer depending. You know,
really?
Cancer depends will, you know, it depends on what kind of mood they're in.
Okay, so, and we're mainly talking about the sun sign of a person.
Yeah, definitely sun sign.
Okay, and who would be most likely to host the party or to throw the party in the first place?
That could almost be any of them. I mean, it would
uh-huh.
depend on the party.
Okay.
You know, if you're the Sag is going to throw a kegger, but the Virgo is going to have a multi-course fine dining.
Or maybe a purpose to it, like a business type of party or something
sure.
like that.
Sure. Yeah. Capricorn will gather together all their coworkers.
Right. And who would be most likely not to even show up at all?
Maybe probably the Taurus.
And why is that?
They're going to want to stay at home where they're comfortable.
They are. They're more homebodies.
Yeah, or the Cancer.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned before they have an affinity toward food, the Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More than all the other signs is what you're saying.
They're
comfort food
big for Tauruses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they're upset about something, they'll have a tendency to eat their way into feeling better.
Okay, I see. So now we're going to get into astrology in the workplace. But before we do that, why don't you tell us a bit about your business and your jewelry of the zodiac?
Sure, thank you. I'm the founder of Wandering Star Astrology Jewelry. We've been in business now for going on 12 years, and we... are an internet-based shopping company for zodiac products. And what we specialize in are necklaces and bracelets that are wearable, readable, accurate astrology charts, where you give us your date, time, and place of birth, and it has all of the, it has gemstones that look like the planets, both in color and size. And every bead is a specific number of degrees, and it has beads for the houses and the zodiac signs as well. So you're literally wearing your birth information and who you came into the world to be.
Right. Go ahead and give out that website, because people really need to see pictures of this. It's hard to explain, and it's really great pictures on the site.
So we're Wandering Star, and Wandering Star Designs, and it's wstardesigns.com. Or for some people, it's easier to remember. You can also go to givezodiacgifts.com.
And we'll repeat that later. And another thing is, if people are interested in having their chart done, you want to know your sun sign, your rising, and your moon, and all the rest, then you can do that by mail order, correct?
Yes, you sure can.
Okay, great. It's like kind of like a report of where your sign is in the 12 houses?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about astrology in the workplace. Why don't we... go through, let's say, a typical office job or some kind of commercial setting, and the 12 different signs, how they would behave.
Okay. Now, in business, one of the things to think about is not just your sun sign, but it's interesting to think about where your Mercury is placed, because the Mercury is your planet of communication and intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And also Saturn is a good indicator for business, because Saturn is the structure that's in place and kind of the rules and the regulations that make a business function.
I see. Okay, why don't we go ahead and start with Aries?
Okay.
And tell me about Aries as maybe a coworker or boss or that type of workplace relationship.
Sure. Aries is the person who really likes to get things done. They like tangible results. They like working hard, and they like seeing progress. They like variety and challenge. It's not a person who wants to do the same task over and over and over again. They like it when they get to take on new projects.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to like to work independently, but they're also wonderful in charge of a team.
I see. Now, don't a lot of Aries end up with their own business, that type of thing, or working
mm-hmm.
out of the house?
Yeah, and Aries will get an idea, and they really have the drive and the motivation to run with it.
And they're real good idea people, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much with following through. I'm an Aries myself, but what I've been told about this sign is that they're real good idea people, but may not be able to execute them to the end.
Mm-hmm. That can definitely be a tendency. For that, it would probably depend more about other planets in your chart, because an Aries can also be the person who just puts their head down and gets to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to definitely speak in generalities tonight.
Yeah.
Because we're only talking about the sun sign, basically. Okay, let's go on and talk about Taurus.
Okay. Taurus is a methodical worker. They like a structured environment. They're the person who will take their coffee break at the same time every day and eats the same thing for lunch or goes to the same restaurants for lunch.
Creature habit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They definitely like to be rewarded or recognized, so it's a good way of motivating them. But they are ambitious. They are intelligent. And they're very, very determined. And most of all, they're reliable. So if you need something that you know that you need to get done and have a deadline, a Taurus is a good person to give that project to.
Okay, so they also sound like a good team player.
Yes, very much so.
And not really needing to lead all the time. Maybe they can be in the background.
No, in fact, they would probably prefer to not have to be at risk for the outcome of the project. They would much rather support and fill in the gaps to make the project succeed.
I see. So if you're looking for a good a team member or follower, Taurus
is ideal.
Would be the right person. All right. So how about Gemini?
Geminis are independent workers. They definitely like to multitask. So they're another sign that is good for a task or purpose that has a lot of different components to it. They're good at tracking all the little details. They're wonderful salespeople and negotiators because they've got very strong communication skills.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anything in communications then, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would do really well and it would be natural at that?
Yeah. They're also very creative and enthusiastic.
Okay. And any downside would perhaps be maybe short attention span or?
Yeah, the thing about Gemini is if it's a long-term project, they will probably go off onto all the other tasks and may not see the main one to completion.
Okay, so may not finish what they started perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay, but definitely another good idea person along with Aries.
Yes, very much so. And a good communicator. If you're looking for somebody to give the presentation, Gemini is the perfect person.
That would be the one. Okay. How about Cancer?
Cancers are really good leaders. Because they really care about people, they will run a project in a way that it really works for all of the members. That if one person's not happy, they are willing to modify and adjust their approach in order to have the project succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So they like a homey or a friendly environment. Cancer can depend on their mood, though. They're also the person who will nitpick an idea apart, which can be great as a devil's advocate to make sure that you're making wise decisions.
I see.
But they can also put a damper on people's enthusiasm if they don't express themselves well.
Okay, so it could be negative, or it could be constructive criticism.
If they're good at constructive criticism, they're perfect for finding all the gaps in a plan.
I see. Now, also, are Cancers known to shut down at times and not want to talk or communicate?
Yeah, it's the symbol of the crab for Cancer is a good... is a good analogy because a Cancer has a tough shell but a soft inside,
mm-hmm.
and if they're threatened, they'll kind of scurry away.
Or go inside the shell.
Yes.
And if you're on a team project, that could be something to watch for.
But at the same time, Cancers are very, very intuitive and are nurturing,
mm-hmm.
and so as a member of a team, they're also going to be the person to make sure that if they're upset, they're going to, they may even take the steps to solve the upset.
Okay, so emotionally, they're going to be the more balanced or counselor or helper type of person.
Sure.
All right. How about Leo?
Leo is another sign that makes a great leader. They like responsibility, and they really like being the center of attention, so they're really driven to succeed because they want people to see how wonderful they are.
Mm-hmm. Like Bill Clinton was a Leo?
Yeah, Bill Clinton was a Leo.
A social, outgoing leader.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Always knows he's always smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leos are also really good at promotions and sales because they will, they can, you know, they'll sell you on any idea.
So they have a lot of charm.
Very charming.
All right. And they, like you said, tend to be leaders in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have the substance to back them up, or is it more charm on the surface?
Their specialty is the charm on the surface. But if the project is particularly geared towards their strengths, mm-hmm. you're guaranteed success.
Okay. And how about their work habits? Hard workers or can be lazy? What do you think?
They will talk a good game, but they may not follow through because they're more into talking the good game.
Mm-hmm.
So if they, you know, if they have one thing to do in front of them, they will do that one thing. But if part of their job is generating ideas, they'll just keep going and going and going and see later the first idea that they started with.
I see. Now, what about the whole thing of the pride of the lion? Are they known to have a lot of pride?
Very much so.
Uh-huh.
They really respect loyalty in coworkers and teammates. And so if a Leo feels slighted, then they're going to just kind of drop off the face of the earth.
I see. So you want to be careful not to wound the ego if you're counting on them.
Yes, you definitely want to make sure that the Leo knows that you respect them.
I see. Okay, anything else about Leo?
That's a pretty good start.
Okay, how about Virgo?
Okay, Virgo is... Having a workplace full of Virgos is wonderful. Virgos are very, very hard workers. They're very regimented. They're very step-by-step. They will follow all the rules and cross all their T's and dot all the I's and know all the legalese behind an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They'll constantly analyze the business and make sure that it's running effectively. And they'll have good ideas for when it's not, what you could do differently that would save money or time.
Mm-hmm.
So they also make great fact-checkers.
Detail-oriented?
Very detail-oriented.
A lot of them end up in accounting, perhaps? Or?
That's definitely one of the main jobs that Virgos wind up in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've known some Virgos who were actually messy, but they knew exactly where everything was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're spick and span and clean. It just means that they are very organized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're real crucial to have, you know, at least one Virgo around to attend to details, it sounds like.
I like having Virgos around me.
Mm-hmm. But once again, they may not be the leaders, or?
Again, they're going to be one of the support people. They would rather not be the center of attention. They would rather be the first mate,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the right-hand man, the person to go to get it done. So if they have an idea person who's outgoing and gregarious, then they'll actually get the job done. So like a Leo-Virgo combination would be perfect for leading a project because the Leo can inspire everybody and the Virgo will actually make sure the job gets done.
I see. Now, do they ever come into conflict with other people because they're telling other signs how to do things or maybe being critical in a positive way, but it comes off as being difficult? Or
well, since Virgo is not necessarily the most socially adept sign, they're going to be so oriented on the outcome that they're not going to realize when they're offending somebody.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they're never out to offend somebody.
They don't mean to.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. But they may not have the charm of some of the other signs like the Leo.
Yeah, they'll just come out and say it, whatever it is.
Okay.
They won't sugarcoat anything.
It'll be more blunt. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, by the way, isn't the Aries also known for that?
Kind of Aries bluntness? Is known for putting their foot in their mouth.
And being kind of black and white.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to Libra.
Okay. Libras are the company peacemakers. They can see both sides to any situation. So if you are starting, if you're in a project, they will be able to troubleshoot because they'll see the benefit to what you want to do and see the drawbacks to its implementation.
So they can always see, like, both sides of an issue.
Yes.
The pros and the cons, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And now the Leos I've known are very social and don't like to be alone. I mean, Libra, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I do. Libras are they're the ruler of the seventh house, which is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very, very social. They don't mind downtime. They're not necessarily gregarious, so they're a little more quiet, but they're wonderful at relating to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Libras make great leaders.
Okay. Also, what I've observed is they can take on if they're with real aggressive people, they can get along with that. Or real quiet people, they can get along with that.
Yeah,
they can adjust their personality.
They're very adept at letting people be who they are,
mm-hmm.
and keeping their maintaining their own balance
and getting along with them.
Yes,
on their level.
Yeah.
And so, if there's arguments breaking out, the Libra would be most likely to be solving them and helping
yes.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else on Libra?
No.
I guess the scale is a pretty good symbol then.
It really is.
For that sign.
Yeah, because they keep their internal balance and they can balance the society around them.
What do you make of that being the one sign that's an actual object? It's not a person. It's the object of a scale.
I don't make anything of it, really.
Okay. I've always been curious about that. Now, how about Scorpio?
Scorpios, they're the ones who are going to have their finger on the pulse of the company. They'll be able to tell you how the staff feels. They're good allies to have in the workplace. They'll make sure to report, if you're the boss, they'll report to you what no one else will tell you. So like if people feel that there's a problem with something going on and nobody's mentioning it, Scorpio will be the one to come to you about it. Because they're very self-confident. They like to take on responsibility. They're very serious.
Mm-hmm. Very loyal, correct?
What's that?
Very loyal.
And they are very loyal.
Mm-hmm. But more introspective, would you say? Quieter workers?
Yeah. Well, on the one hand, they're going to be quiet, but if they feel slighted, they will lash out and sting. They're known for being dramatic. Scorpios are known for making mountains out of molehills.
Mm-hmm.
And
holding
so,
a grudge, maybe?
Say again?
Holding a grudge.
They might hold a grudge. They might take something wrong. So having a Scorpio in the workplace can actually be challenging sometimes because you have to actually manage them emotionally.
Okay, because there's that whole revenge thing
mm-hmm.
that kind of goes along with the Scorpio. Do you find that to be true?
To some extent.
I've heard it's more just in younger, more immature Scorpios, but they can grow out of it.
Once they learn not to take everything personally,
mm-hmm.
and once they get a little more perspective on how the world works, every little thing doesn't take on as big importance anymore. So as a Scorpio matures, then that dramatic tendency tends to fade away a little.
And what about their ability to just kind of work their way up the corporate ladder because they're real crafty and smart and don't show all their cards? Real good, like a poker player type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way of putting it.
That you would find that to be true then.
Yes.
And don't really show their emotions on their sleeve, maybe, like
others. Well, they'll tend to show more of their dark side than other signs will.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to show, because they are a water sign, but they're not going to show their emotions as much as a Pisces or a Cancer would.
Okay, so would a Scorpio make a good boss, do you think, or better off more as an employee? Because this is one of the more complex signs to me, I think, is Scorpio.
Yeah, I do too. I would say that I think working for a Scorpio would probably be challenging because a Scorpio will be a little bit more manipulative
mm-hmm.
as a boss, like... They might try different ways of getting you to do something instead of just inspiring you to work.
It would just be a more complex person.
Yeah.
So it would just depend on the type of business, really.
It really would.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about Sagittarius?
Sagittarians are another sign that really likes new challenges and new projects. they're not good in a job that's the same every day. They either want to work with new people or especially go to new places. If your job involves travel at all, a Sag is perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely perfect. They will generally have a sunny disposition, even if things around them aren't going so well. They kind of might not let it on, and they won't necessarily ask for help.
Okay.
A Sag does have a tendency to take on more than they can handle, because they'll get really enthusiastic about it, and then it'll come time to do the job. And they'll go, oh, wait, that's bigger than me. Hey, wait, let me go see what's happening over here.
So they have good intentions, but they can tend to create a little bit of a chaotic environment, maybe, or take on
too much. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay. You know, I have a sister who's a Sag, and she runs around all day. She's an interior decorator from house to house.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
10
so
projects
every house
all at once, and
different.
She loves it. She absolutely loves running around all day.
And that's a perfect job for a Sag because every home is different and every home has new challenges and new possibilities.
Yeah, so anything with, like, travel then and just constantly being out in the community on the move would be great. Anything else about Sag? But like you said, they're social, outgoing, right?
Very much so. Yeah. If you need to, if you have a business luncheon where you're trying to impress a client, bring along your Sag.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they would build you up or compliment you? Or
they will just be so enthusiastic about what your company can do for that other company that they will absolutely convince the prospect that your company's right for the job.
It's that whole thing about a fire sign and that fire energy.
Yes.
Because I really can relate to that, being a fiery Aries. It's like when you really feel excited about something, you just almost feel like you're on fire. What's your sign, by the way?
I'm a Cancer.
You're a Cancer, so you may not relate to that, but sometimes I feel on fire. I mean, can you relate to that or no?
I definitely have my moments where it's like that, but I have friends who are like that all the time.
Yeah, I think fire signs out there listening to the show can understand what I'm talking about.
Right. Sagittarians are particularly charming as well.
Okay, charm. Okay. Now, how about Capricorn in the workplace?
Capricorn is kind of the ideal work sign. The Capricorn is the ruler of the 10th house of career, and so they are kind of business by nature. They'll oversee your operations. They'll make sure everything is working smoothly. They relish responsibility and hard work. They like having to work hard to get a job done. It's another sign that's great, makes great CFOs, chief financial officers, or accountants, or project heads.
They're an earth sign, so down-to-earth and practical, right?
Very, very practical.
All right, and I always picture a goat climbing up a hill. They just, like, will not stop, right? It's like slow and steady progress wins the race.
Yeah, if a Capricorn's happy on their job, they will really like to climb the ladder at that job. If a Capricorn will prefer to stay in one job or at one company and just learn more and do more and become better and better and better at what they do until they're actually running the company.
So they're like Taurus. They have that longevity thing?
Yes.
Okay, anything else about Capricorn? I know they're hard workers, so that's the main thing to know about them. Anything else?
Yeah, Capricorn may have the same tendency as Virgo to be blunt. Like a Capricorn's another sign that's not going to sugarcoat anything. But they are perhaps going to take into consideration more where a person's at because they are in it for the long-term goal as opposed to just an immediate conversation.
Okay, I know Elvis Presley was a Capricorn. But is it true that they're prone to, like, addictions and things like that, or no?
I wouldn't say that that's Capricorn per se. I would think that that's more about a person's Neptune in their chart.
All right. So let's go on to Aquarius in the workplace.
Okay. Aquarians are very conscientious. They're optimistic. They're good allies. They do really well in jobs that benefit the greater society or have a positive purpose for people.
Social work type thing.
Social work or anything that's like you wouldn't find them necessarily in any businesses that like not necessarily manufacturing. You're going to find them more in social services,
Peace Corps maybe, or
Peace Corps, but
politics.
You know, not even necessarily as what I want to say.
Not mercenary, maybe, but...
I mean, it doesn't have to be as extreme as all that.
Okay.
But if the company has, like, they're not going to want to work for a company that damages the environment or has bad international relations or exploits their workers, the politics of the company are going to be important to an Aquarian, so they won't take just any job.
I see, social issues.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, they're an air sign, so they'd be very mental. I heard they're very drawn to computers and very good with computers.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Uh-huh. Somehow they understand that whole electric connection and maybe would thrive in computer environments.
Yeah, it allows them to attach out to the larger community around them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the electronic society.
Okay, and the last sign, Pisces, in the workplace.
Okay, Pisces are the office socializers. If they're motivated, they will give it their all. But if they're not motivated, they'll daydream the hours away.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to them is to know that their work impacts the entire organization and that they make a difference.
Okay. Now, I've heard they tend to be artists.
Yeah, you get a lot of Pisces artists. You get a lot of Pisces in the creative arts in general.
Mm-hmm. Is that because they're dreamy and they have access to creativity through dreams? Or?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
Yeah, they're very intuitive. They're very creative. They're very they're not necessarily into ambition. They're not the person who's going to try and climb up the company. They would rather have just enjoyed the job that they're doing.
Okay. And would they also be kind of like good followers too, or?
Yeah, a Pisces would make a better team player than a leader.
Okay.
And they're actually better off on a team than they are working individually.
Okay, so that gives us a pretty good sense of what the 12 signs are like in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So who'd be most likely to start their own business then, out of all the signs?
The Sagittarian, the Aquarian, the Gemini.
Those three?
Yeah.
Okay, who would most likely become like the boss, the president?
The Leo or the Cancer?
Why Cancer?
Because the Cancer is... President Bush is a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They see the company as their family.
Okay.
And so they want to do as best as possible for their family. Cancers are also very money and security oriented.
I've heard that, right. And paying the bills and making sure they have a safe home.
Yes.
Okay, and so show business, we talked about like Leo and Pisces, artsy and showbiz oriented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Entertainers. And then, and like accounting and maybe repetitive factory jobs, maybe Virgo, Taurus?
Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn.
Okay. And then adventure and excitement? Travel, let's say, airline industry?
Sagittarius make great airline attendants.
Okay, and who's the most likely, like, which sign to become rich, to really be wealthy?
Capricorn.
Just because of the hard work aspect?
Yeah.
And who's most likely to be in poverty or debt?
The Pisces, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say the Pisces because they're not necessarily motivated to earn.
Okay.
They're more interested in creation and harmony.
I see. Very interesting. Okay, now we're going to let's pause for a moment again. You're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show on bbsradio.com. And I'm talking with Alicia Katz, an expert in astrology. Why don't you tell us a bit about your online business again? And I'd love for people to order a natal chart.
Yeah, absolutely. So my company is called Wandering Star Designs, and we do zodiac jewelry and zodiac products. And in addition to the birth chart pieces that I described earlier, we do relationship jewelry, we do zodiac jewelry, we even do jewelry for like love and health and ideas into action and stress relief and money. We call those our destiny lines. We also have a full line of products, wooden boxes, charm jewelry, computer software, sundials.
You have a great catalog, yeah.
We even have zodiac glassware as well.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can go to our website or give us a call and order a catalog. We have a 24-page full-color glossy print catalog.
Do you want to give us a number?
As well. Sure. The 800 number is 1-800-W-STAR-AJ. That's 1-800-W-S-T-A-R-AJ, which stands for Wandering Star Astrology Jewelry. And you're welcome to give us a call anytime.
Okay. And the website?
www.wstardesigns.com.
Okay, now we're also going to get into astrology and relationships, but before we do, I want you to explain, everybody knows their sun sign, but it's really important to know your rising sign too. Why don't you explain what that is and why it's so important?
Yeah. In astrology, you know, everybody's familiar with their horoscope in the paper, but a lot of people get skeptical about astrology because a horoscope is just like one sentence that's supposed to apply to everybody. And so the myth about astrology is that your sun sign is who you are, when in fact, like you said, you have other components to your personality. Your ascendant and your moon sign are two very, very strong indicators of your personality. But the truth is that you actually have all 12 zodiac signs in your personality in varying levels. So some of them are going to be more strong in your personality or more prevalent in your personality, and others are going to fade into the background.
Yeah, your chart really helped me because I always knew I was an Aries, but I didn't know I was a Gemini rising sign.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me a lot because I'm so scattered all the time. I'm so over-intellectual, and I wish I could turn my mind off at times, but sometimes I love it.
Yeah.
So that's
and what
the
ascendant is, or the ascendant or the rising sign, is actually your outer personality, that your sun sign or your zodiac sign is your identity. It's who you see yourself as.
Mm-hmm.
But your ascendant is how other people would describe you. It's kind of the face that you put on to the world.
To the world, sure.
So you have, you said, an Aries sun and a Gemini
ascendant, right?
Ascendant. So, you know, the fact that you host a radio show, that's your Gemini ascendant right there.
Broadcasting and communication.
Exactly.
I have such a strong need to communicate and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always shocked when people say they don't want a radio show. I'm like, really, you don't? I mean, you have to have some kind of TV or radio show. Of course, it's obvious.
Yeah, everybody should.
To a Gemini, it is.
Yeah. Learning more about your personality through the charts that we offer is really important because, like you said, like I'm a Cancer. And when I was growing up, I knew that I was a Cancer, so I knew that I was moody and insecure and nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I learned that my ascendant and my moon were both Libra,
oh,
I realized that I had balance in me too, and just the awareness that I was actually technically predominantly a Libra allowed me to balance.
Kind of claim
balance.
That power as a Libra.
And yeah.
Be a bit more spiritual.
And so the Cancerian mood swings became much less of an issue.
Yeah, it really helps you learn more about yourself. It really does change you a bit, I found.
It does.
So let's get into our relationships. We'll go through the 12 signs. Let's say that you're dating an Aries. Tell me a little bit what that would be like.
Okay, Aries are a fire sign. So they're adventurous. It's the first sign of the zodiac, and so they're the person who... they're enthusiastic and they're adventurous and they are energetic and they can also be somewhat aggressive.
Mm-hmm. And a bit self-centered?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. not in a bad way. It's just that they do tend to think of their own needs first, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what it would be like. And then would they tend to be loyal and steady with one person or just jump around a lot?
They're going to jump around a lot. They're going to be more intrigued with what shows up in front of them
mm-hmm.
than they are to maintaining a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not to say, and I actually want to say this before we get into this whole conversation, that with relationships, there's a lot more to it than just your sun sign. So if I say, well, an Aries is going to, you know, be less committed, I don't want people to think, oh, Aries are afraid of commitment. I don't want people to think, oh, an Aries is going to go have an affair on me.
We're
That's
just
not what it's about at all.
Generalities tonight.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. And actually, before we go through the list of signs, can I actually talk a little bit more about zodiac and relationships?
Sure, go ahead.
That because a sun sign is such a simplification, when we do relationship astrology, we actually tend to look actually less at the sun sign than we do at Venus and Mars between the two people.
Okay.
Venus is the planet of love, and Mars is the planet of passion, or sex, if you will.
All right.
Venus is the female, and Mars is the male. Although not necessarily the man and the woman, that is, that every woman has a male side to her, and every man has a female side to him. And so when we look at relationship compatibility, we'll look into the chart and look at how the Venus and Mars are placed.
I see.
And
so it's more complex.
Yeah, so it is a lot more complex. In addition, well, there's a couple techniques called synastry and composite. And a composite is neat because what you do is you take the two different people and you blend the birth information so that you look at who they are when they're together, kind of like a chart for the relationship. And so when you look at that composite chart, and that's one of the reports that we offer, you actually see who you are when you're together.
Okay.
And so you take a look at that chart, and you can see if that chart is harmonious and positive.
Yeah,
or if that chart is problematic.
Have chemistry, sure.
Yeah.
I get it, but for the, we only have 10 or 15 minutes or so. So for tonight, why don't we just kind of talk about sun signs?
Okay.
And we already talked about Aries, so now let's do Taurus.
Okay. So Taurus in a relationship, they're loyal, they're steadfast, they do like routine, and they like things to be a certain way. A Taurus is going to tend to have a little bit more expectation of the partner. And want the partner to fulfill those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, very steadfast. They're very, very loyal. They can be bullheaded. Like, if they have an opinion, you definitely have to talk it out in order to move forward.
Okay, now, is it true they're more practical? They may not give you a dozen roses. They'll give you a toaster or something. Is that true or not?
But they'll give you something that you actually want and need.
Yeah, something more down to earth.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Something that'll make your life better.
Okay. And if you want to appeal to them, once again, you appeal to their comfort, right?
Yes, very much.
Maybe a food gift or to ask them to stay at home and watch a movie with you because they like that.
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah, take them out to a wonderful dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Take them out to their favorite restaurant.
Okay, so they're more likely to be loyal and to stay in a long-term relationship.
Yes.
Okay, how about Gemini?
Geminis are known for being fey and flighty. They will keep looking until they found the one. They really talk a good game, because, again, they're very good communicators, but they do have the element of the twins to them. And I don't want people to fall into the trap of thinking, like, the evil twin, because it's basically two sides to a Gemini's personality, and one of them is not necessarily negative, but you have to get to know a Gemini well before you know if you're going to be compatible or not.
You have to know both sides.
Yeah.
Of personality. So they're more likely, if they're out at a bar or something, to be kind of checking out everyone in the room all night long.
Mm-hmm.
To see who might come in the door next.
Yes.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else about Gemini then?
No, that's a good description.
But then, and also then they'd be more likely to get like a lot of phone numbers maybe. And,
yeah.
And like, you know, possibly date a lot of different people.
Yeah, and I would say if you're dating a Gemini, you date them for a while before you get attached.
Okay, make sure they don't like get tired of you and go on to something else.
So. Correct.
But they're going to be
make sure that you get to know them as the whole person.
But it won't be boring, right?
Definitely won't be boring.
It's not a boring sign. So
no.
Lively and active. Okay, next one, Cancer.
Cancerians are very, very loyal. They're also very sensitive. A Cancerian, if you have one of those sense of humors where you express your love by poking fun at them, don't marry a Cancer.
They don't like that.
They don't like that. They would rather be cuddled and romanced to show affection than to be...
is not for that sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. And are they the ones with, the kind of sense of humor that's kind of offbeat or...
They have a very I don't want to say dry sense of humor, but an intellectual sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
That, but it's also a very easygoing sense of humor. Cancers will find a humor in anything, but their sense of humor is very insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll go beneath the surface of what's going on.
You know, they're more likely to be married and settled, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like that.
Cancer is the ruler of the fourth house, which is the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so a Cancerian pretty much expects that marriage and probably family is going to be part of their life.
Okay. That's real important, that whole home security thing.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about Cancer?
Cancer is also traditionally one of the signs of the parents or the fourth house. The fourth and the tenth house are the parents. And so some people will say that that Cancer or the moon represents the mother. It might not. You might have a very nurturing father.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the Cancer represents kind of where you've come from.
I see. Okay, how about Leo?
Leos are also very, very loyal partners. If they marry, they marry for life. They you definitely have to get used to you have to be willing to let them go off on their own and go out on their own sometimes. Like they don't necessarily want to be completely attached at the hip.
Okay, they need their independence.
Yes, definitely.
That's good to know.
But they will be charming and fun.
You know, they're the fire sign as well, so more
mm-hmm.
lively and outgoing.
Yes.
Okay. And would they also want to play the field a lot, or do they just...
It's not that they want to play the field, and they want everybody to adore them.
Okay. All right. So when you're getting to know a Leo, then you have to give them compliments and that kind of thing?
Yes, you definitely have to let them know that you appreciate them, love them, respect them, honor them, and you think they're pretty darn cool.
All right. Virgo.
Virgo is going to have a list of traits that they want in a partner, and they'll be checking you out against that list.
They actually wrote it down, huh?
Yep, they wrote it.
Okay. And they have the list with them at the bar?
Probably. It's probably folded in their wallet.
That's funny.
A Virgo will it will either be a neat freak or completely messy,
mm-hmm.
one or the other. And so you need to find out which Virgo you have. Because a Virgo will be more likely to care about your appearance before you go out.
I see. Yeah, because if you ever end up sharing a house with them, it's important, you know, whether they're messy or a neat freak. That's a big issue.
It really is a big issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that could
kill. But, you know, the Virgo will do the dishes.
All right. So they're more looking for certain qualities, and they're going to check those off and kind of, like, interview you in a way?
Yeah, in a way. You know, they'll not want to get close until the third date. They will want to get to know you to know if you are mentally and emotionally compatible before wanting to know if you're physically compatible.
I see. Okay, how about Libra?
A Libra loves love. A Libra will idealize you until you prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They will really want, they're very good communicators, so if you're looking for somebody who wants to talk about the relationship, a Libra is a really good choice. If you are not interested in talking about the relationship, then don't go to a Libra.
So are you saying they're real romantic?
They're very romantic.
Uh-huh. Hearts and flowers, that
yeah.
kind of thing. Okay, and also they're going to be able to get along with you, whatever your personality is.
Most of the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty good social skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Scorpio?
Scorpio is physical passion comes first. So, you know, as opposed to the Virgo, who's going to wait till at least the third date,
mm-hmm.
the Scorpio wants to start there.
More lusty.
What's that?
More lusty. Kind
yeah.
of based on physical
mm-hmm.
lust? Okay.
Yeah, they want to know if you've got the physical attraction before they'll go looking for the mental attraction.
Interesting to know. And would they be more secretive with what they're really thinking? Or
yeah, they're not going to wear their heart on their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
They will probably, you know, put you through a couple tests first very intentionally to see how you'll react to different situations before they'll make a decision about you.
But when they finally do, then it's going to stick, right?
It's, well, it may or it may not. They're not necessarily... Well, okay, wait. Scorpios are very loyal, and so once they do make that decision, they will fight for it. However, the key word there might be fight for it, that they will, if something's bugging them, they'll let you know.
Okay, so the main thing is you have to know is it's a very complex sign, and you're going to be dealing with a lot of different issues getting involved with Scorpio.
Right.
And you don't want to cheat on them or cross.
No, you will get your tires slashed.
Okay. Don't want to cross them. Just make sure it's a clean breakup and...
Yeah.
Right? Don't don't cheat on them secretly or anything like that.
No. Everything should really be on the surface and addressed.
Honest and straightforward.
Honesty is really key.
They would appreciate that. Okay, Sagittarius?
Sagittarius doesn't really want to be tied down. A Sagittarius is looking for the next great adventure. So if your relationship is about going off in adventures, then you have a fabulous lifetime travel partner. But if you are more interested in staying at home and building a family, they're going to feel restricted on some level.
Okay, so they need the space.
Yeah.
To even maybe go off on their own on a vacation, even though they're married to you, perhaps, or something.
Right.
Anything.
Which doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the relationship. It's just part of their nature.
Interesting. So more independence then, like the Aries, that kind of thing?
Yes.
All right. Capricorn.
Capricorn is another one of the steadfast signs. They're going to want to make sure that the household is succeeding. You know, so a Capricorn is going to really want the house to be in good condition and to have the money invested properly so that it grows and to be able to send the kids to college. Mm-hmm. So they make wonderful life partners.
So they're real
however,
practical.
They can be a little on the boring side if you don't spark their creative side or their
so they're just real earthy and practical and can be repetitive. They need you to shake them up, get them to be a little bit more interesting and exciting.
Yeah, and if there's a reason to go out and have fun, they'll be more than happy to go out and have fun.
So if you're looking for someone who's real practical and will provide for you financially, then a Capricorn
is great.
Good. Okay, and Aquarius?
An Aquarius wants, again, to be part of the bigger world. And so it can be hard to get an Aquarius to commit to you because they're going to at first have their eye out to check out all of their possibilities. But when they see a good, strong possibility with you, then they're going to be loyal. They are going to want to be social, have a lot of friends, and... either, you know, volunteer or have a job that makes a difference.
Okay, now are they going to be more intellectual, being an air sign? Okay. And the last one, Pisces.
Pisces is another one that makes a great partner because they're really committed. They're committed to the relationship. They're committed to how you feel about things. So if you're upset, they're going to want to know why. They might have a tendency to take things personally, though, so you have to find a way of expressing... for them to express, or no, for you to express yourself so that you don't hurt their feelings.
Okay, so they're going to be really in tune with the emotions of their partner.
Yes.
Very much so.
Very much so.
Okay, so out of the 12 signs, who would be like the most like romantic and charming?
Most romantic and charming, Libra, I would say, or Leo.
All right, and least romantic.
Capricorn.
Really?
Yeah.
And Virgo, you said, right?
And Virgo.
Okay, interesting. So that's just kind of a fun thumbnail sketch we did tonight, and obviously we're just scratching the surface here. But it gives people an idea of what you can discover with astrology, right?
Yes. It's a great, starting with the sun signs is a lot of fun, and then the deeper you go, the really the more you see the value, both in your own life and in the world around you.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Why don't you give out your number one more time so people can order a chart from you?
Okay, thank you. It's Alicia Katz at Wandering Star Designs. Our phone number is 1-800-WSTARAJ for Wandering Star Astrology Jewelry. Or you can visit our website at www.wstardesigns.com or www.givezodiacgifts.com.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take care.
My pleasure.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, that was Alicia Katz, and we just have a few minutes left. I just want to make a few announcements. David Icke has a new book coming out. That's always exciting when David comes out with his new books. And so you can check that out at davidicke.com. And Alex Jones has a great new DVD coming out called Endgame. And please look at Infowars.com and Alex Jones and check out his new DVD, Endgame. I'm really looking forward to those two coming up this month. So let me just go over the news lately. There's been a lot of different little articles coming up in the news that are important to me. One of them is about the NAFTA superhighway. As many of you know, there's a giant superhighway that's being built to connect Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. And an article that came out this week is one of the senators in Oklahoma has said he wants to stop it. And there's a real big fight going on behind the scenes. It's really important that you be aware of this globalism versus nationalism. That is really the key main issue in this next upcoming election. And Ron Paul is really taking off. The odds makers in Vegas are giving him 6-1 odds. He's really running neck and neck with all of the other mainline candidates, although you won't hear much about him in the media. And he's talking about the United States remaining a separate sovereign nation with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And many of the other politicians are really leaning toward globalism and being like Europe, who took 35 different countries and put them all under one big umbrella with the European Union. And that's a big push that may happen here with these superhighways and free trade, and the goods would come in directly from China and then go right up through Mexico to the United States. And a lot of truck drivers would actually lose their jobs. They would go to foreigners who they could pay much less. And we would have no idea who's coming in and out of our country if that were to happen. So it is all about globalism and nationalism. And please check out Alex Jones's work. Just type him on the Internet, Alex Jones, and you can find out more about these issues. And then, once again, check out the new David Icke book coming out this month. So we're all out of time. We really dug into astrology tonight. I like to do that every once in a while. I feel it's really important. And next week's going to be really great. We're going to talk about businesses and franchises. And I know a lot of you would just love to have your own business. People who are metaphysical or in the New Age field really like to branch out on their own and do their own business. So if you have any interest in franchises, we're going to talk about all the new opportunities out there. So don't miss my guest, my expert, next week, talking about businesses and franchises and starting your own business and doing your own thing. And it's not just Subway franchises, believe me. There's all kinds of really creative, unique opportunities we're going to talk about next week. So thank you for joining the Odyssey Radio Show. You're listening to bbsradio.com. I'm Mike Schultz, your host, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks a lot, and good night.